You have your Bible, turn to Acts 28. Acts chapter number 28. The Bible says in Acts chapter 28 and verse 1, "And when they escaped, they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us, everyone, because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened to on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hanging on his hand, they said among themselves, 'No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live.' And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he is a god." I want to preach a few minutes this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought: when God is on your side. Amen. When God is on your side. As we see this and we look at this and we know the journeys of Paul, and Paul's writing down here, and we know that he had made a plea to go to Rome and plead his case. He knew that he wouldn't get a fair trial in Jerusalem because the Pharisees, the hypocrites, the Sadducees, those religious people would never give him a fair chance. Amen. So he just put it took upon himself, the Lord speaking to his heart, and he just desired to go to Rome to be heard. You say, well, did he just do it for a reason within himself? No, he done it for a reason, because God Almighty needed to speak to the people at Rome, and they would send Paul to do there. So we see, as we look at this and we see his journeys, how Paul was taken and he was putting on a ship, and he begins to sail that journey from where he was to Rome, and he could go to Rome and preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Ain't it good? And God will give you the place to go, and he'll give you a place to preach. You say, well, preacher, I ain't no preacher. Amen. Praise God. I will say, we've all got a testimony. If you've been born again, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, the free pardon of sin, praise God, you have a testimony. You ought to be able to tell people about the time and the place where you got saved, where you met the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Ghost of God. Realize you're an old sinner in needing of that Savior, where you bowed your head and said, God, forgive me, a sinner, and Jesus Christ himself forgave you of your sin, took his blood and washed you and made you white as snow. Praise God. Hey, listen, if that ever happens to you, you'll never be the same again. Something happens down inside your soul. It changes you from the inside out forever. Amen. Praise God. You can't do what you used to. Praise God, because you want to change. Praise God. Ain't you glad that's the way it works? I'm glad I'm not the man I used to be. Now listen, we're not none of us who we're going to be. Amen. We're all a work in progress. A sanctifying hand of power. His power and his might is a touching us and leading us and showing us his way. Boy, I'm glad I'm a part of that this morning. Ain't you glad that the hand of God is on you? Amen. I've heard people say, I wish God would just leave me alone. I tell you, that'd be the worst thing ever happened to you. If God leaves you alone, you'd be within yourself without help. Nowhere in this world. You say, well, I'd get my help in the world. The world can't help you none. Amen. But I want to say, there's a God of heaven that's made us a promise to be our help, our stay, our hope in times such as this. Bless his holy name. So we see Paul, he gets on this boat. And now Paul had already warned them. They get over to Fair Havens. And let's just give you a little update here. And he tells them, he said, you know, this thing ain't looking too good. Maybe we ought to just hang out here. Maybe we ought to just winter in the Fair Havens. It seemed like a pretty good, amen, by the name of it, you'd think it'd be a pretty good place. Amen. Praise God, the Fair Havens, a place of rest, praise God, a place where they could just take or eat till the worst of it was over. But they wouldn't heed the voice of Paul, and they loaded up, and he says, Lord, he told them, he said, now I perceive that this voyage is going to end in hurt. Not only, I pray God, hey, listen, the cargo, the ship, everything is going to have to suffer for going this way, but they wouldn't listen to Paul, and they cast out anyway. I won't say there's a whole lot of people today that's not willing to listen to the truth. There's a whole lot of people, praise God, without any common sense in the world today. Say amen right there. They don't have no common sense to realize and recognize that there's a God of heaven, and we need to listen to Him, and we need to focus on Him, and let Him guide us and take us in the route and direction and have it go. Now, I know today sometimes it doesn't seem that the direction God's guiding you in makes a whole lot of sense. But I want to tell you today, on the authority of the Word of God, that if we'll just go with God, pray God, He'll take care of all the, well, glory, He'll take care of all the details for the trip. Amen. The journey will be a whole lot better, praise God, with the Lord. Amen. When we decide to just follow Jesus. But you know the rest of the story. The Bible says they get out there, and the wind begins to pick up. The waves begin to be boisterous at the ship. They said in verse number 14 of Acts 27 that the winds were tempest. Amen. Praise God. They was coming a storm out of the east, and they was tempest winds was a blowing. They was a hardness and a hardship that was a coming upon them. They began to realize that they was getting caught up in something that was going to be hard to get out of. I won't say there's a whole lot of people today that's getting caught up in something that's hard to get out of. The world gives them a promise. The world makes them a promise. Just go over here. Just go in this direction. It'll be better. And they get caught up in a promise of the world, and they start heading off in that direction. Praise God, I want to say, when the storms come and the tempests come and the waves get boisterous, what are they going to do then? Amen. See, the world ain't got a whole lot of help for us. There's a God of heaven that does, praise His holy name. He's a helping us. See, what we need today, amen. I won't get ahead of myself, but what we need today, we need to see people having a change of mind and a change of heart. Amen. Because when they realize, praise God, that God is on your side. Amen. Hey, praise the Lord, if we'll choose Him, praise God, He's already chose us. Amen. Let me say that again. If we'll choose Him, He's already chose us. We just have to decide this morning that we want to get on His side. Praise the Lord. There's a whole lot of things where we can't do nothing about, praise God. We can trust the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, to make a difference. Praise His name. So we see this thing playing out. We see the storms are coming up. We see them out there in that water. But Paul comes to them and he begins to tell them, say, listen, fellas. And now the Bible says it was sometime after the feast. Amen. So it's the 10th day of the 7th month. It would pass. They had a feast, and they called upon the Lord, and had a fast, and they were fasting. They were looking for God, but they get out there and the boat's tossed to and fro. Praise God. He said it was tossed with a tempest. Praise God. Day after day, they was out there, and that boat was being tossed. They had done lost control of it. They couldn't guide it. They couldn't steer it. They had just had to, the Bible said they just had to let her drive. Amen. Just had to let it go. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of people. Listen to me this morning. Hey, don't cut me off this morning. There's a whole lot of our people, praise God, that's just letting them drive. What are you saying, Pastor? They're just going with the flow this morning. Amen. Hey, man, I won't say you can't go with the flow, praise God. We need to go with God. Amen. Praise His holy name. He makes a difference. But you know, it bothers my heart this morning that we can't even make time for God. Well, preacher, we just so busy. Hey, man, if you're too busy for God, I've told you before, you're too busy. Amen. Praise God, we need to take time for God. So we see what happens. We see that there's a man aboard. I'm glad, praise God, every ship that goes astray, I'm glad God has put a man on board, praise God, that knows where he needs to be, has a desire and a designation, praise God, that's given by God. We say, oh, Paul, is he here? Praise God, he's on this ship. Amen. It's tossing to and fro. But praise God, he's there, and he begins to look up, and for days the darkness is upon him. Now the way that we see the world, hey, like say day after day, it seems like we're just in darkness. Amen. Seems like there's no light at all shining anywhere anymore. That darkness is all over this world. But praise God, I'm glad out of the darkness there shines a marvelous light. And His name is Jesus Christ, our Savior. He's that light that shines forth. He's the light that illuminates. He's the light that we can see. For days they was out there and they said they had no moon and they had no sun. Praise God, had no stars. He was nothing that would give them guidance. He was nothing but give them direction. But thanks be to God, cause old Paul, he was on the boat with them. Praise God, they began to get some illumination from God Almighty from heaven. Paul began to light it. He said in verse 23 or 27, he said, "For there stood by me this night an angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve." He said, "Fellas, hold on a minute." He said, "It seems like it may be pretty dark here, but praise God, there's a light shining." Amen. Out of the darkness, praise God, I got a little illumination. Out of the darkness, praise God, I got a little bit of light. Amen. I'm glad one day you can be in the darkness and then a little bit of light from heaven comes in. And praise God, it illuminates and drives away the darkness. Amen. I'm glad it don't take a whole lot of light to drive away darkness. But I'm glad God is all the light that we need in Jesus Christ our Savior. Praise His holy name. But He said, the God in who I am, whose I am, I belong to Him. And He said, the one that I serve. I wonder today, who are we serving? Amen. In other words, are we on God's side? Are you on God's side this morning? Because God's on your side. Praise God. He's there to help you if you'll let Him. He said, wherefore, in verse 25, He said, wherefore, sirs. In verse 24, He said, saying, "Fear not, Paul." This is what the Lord said for him. He said, "Thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee." Amen. God said, "Listen, Paul, take that." He said, "Don't be afraid." He said, "You got to go to Caesar. You got to go to Rome. You got to testify of me there." He said, "Everybody on the boat with you, praise God, I'm going to let them get there with you." Amen. Praise God. Hey, you know why it's important to stay on the boat? Because there's a whole lot of folks we need to get there with us. Amen. No time to bail ship now. Praise God. It's time to get on. Praise God. If you have to, lash yourself to the sail. Praise God. And go on with God's glory. Amen. Praise God. You say, "Well, preacher, it's crazy." It is. Everything around us is crazy. But I'm glad there's one that's saying that's Jesus. Praise His holy name. He said, "Wherefore, sirs," verse 25, "be of good cheer, for I believe God." You know, that's what makes a difference. It makes a difference this morning when we believe God. Amen. Praise God. When God's on our side, we believe in Him. We trust Him, praise God, to make a difference. When we're in an adversity, praise God, when we're having hardship, when the youngins are sick, when we're sick, when family members are sick, when we don't know what to do, praise God, we can call on Lord because He loves you. Amen. We can lift up our voices to Him, call upon Him, and He's always near. Praise God. Paul said, "I believe God." He said, "That it shall be even as it was told me." Paul says, "You know what?" He said, "I believe God." Amen. The question is today, do we believe God? Amen. Praise God. Amen. When God's on your side, praise God, we believe God. We believe what He says. We believe that He loves us. We believe that He cares for us. We believe that He promised He'd never leave us. He'd never forsake us. That He'll always be there. Amen. No matter how dark the night. No matter how dismal the day. No matter how rough the seas that we're trying to cross. Praise God. There's a God of heaven, Jesus Christ our Lord, who's promised He'd be there with us. So He could calm the seas. Well, I love it when Jesus is out there on the boat and he was in the back of the boat taking a nap, and the waves were coming in. The sea began to rage, and he just stood up, wiped the sleep out of his eyes, and said, "Peace, be still." You know what happened? That sea was just as calm as glass. Amen. Praise God. That's what the Lord can do. You say, "Preacher, that was then. That's it." Yeah. Praise God. That's then and now. He hasn't changed. Yesterday and forever. He believed. Praise God. He is real. Amen. He's forever. Praise God. I'm glad we can take it to the bank. But Paul told him, he said, "Don't be afraid." Praise God, the Lord, God that I believe in. Praise God. He's the one that's there to help us. The God that we believe in is the one that's there to help us. Amen. When God is on your side, praise God, we just have to realize that He is. They got ready. They was going to cast out. They was going to get rid. They was going to abandon ship. And He said, hey, listen. He said, if you get off this ship, said, hey, I can't guarantee your safety if you get off the ship. Amen. Let me see, tell you what, you can't guarantee your safety if you don't stay on the ship. Old ship of Zion's a sailing today, praise God, we got to stay on. Amen. It may be beat and battered, it may be worn, but praise God, it's still sailing on. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is its captain. Amen. But praise God, He'll keep her upright. He'll keep it the nose into the storm, praise God, and keep pressing on for God's glory. He said, you got to abide in the ship. He said, you get out of the ship. Said, I don't know that you can be saved. He said, you cannot be saved if you don't abide in the ship. Paul seen that they was getting weak. Praise God. And he began to encourage them just to partake of a little bit of meat. A little bit of strength for the journey. A little bit of exhortation, praise God, just lifting them up, praise God. If we decide that we're going to go with God, if we stay in the boat and we sail out for Jesus Christ, praise God, we can take a little meat of the Word of God and apply it to our lives, and boy, God will begin to nurture us, and He'll begin to build us, and He'll give us the encouragement, praise the Lord, so that when folks see us, they won't just see us, they just won't see you, they just won't see me, but they'll see Jesus Christ the Savior, who lives in our heart, praise God, who made the sacrifices for us with the precious blood He shed on Calvary. Praise His holy name. We'll come out there with a shout, lifting our voices up and crying out to God who's made provision for you and I.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God to get us down the road a little ways further. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, be a good cheer. Be a good cheer. Praise the Lord, because God Almighty, He is here. See, Paul realized His help come. Amen. From the time of fasting, praise God, he knew who His help come from. And he knew where His hope was. I mean, you get help and you have hope, praise God, that pretty much, that puts you going in the right direction. It gives you a position. And Paul said, I believe God. Amen. When you get your hope and your help, praise God, you get your help and your hope from God Almighty because you believe God. Amen. It's time, youngins, that we just bucked up and believe God. It's time that we put our faith and trust in the God of heaven. The one that's made us promises, praise God, that He promised He wouldn't break. That He promised He would keep. Praise the Lord. There ain't a whole lot of people in this world can give you a promise and promise that they can keep it. Amen. But I want to say there's a God of heaven, praise God, that's able to keep every promise that He ever made to you and me. Not reneged on one yet. Praise the Lord. But He said, if we'll just stay in that boat and believe in God, stay with God, youngins. That's all we can do. Just put our faith and trust in the Lord. And I know, listen, some of you younger folks, you're coming up and you're getting ready. You're going through school and high school and maybe a little touch of college. But I want to say, no matter where you go, what you do, just seek the Lord first. Praise God, He'll move in your heart. He'll move in your life. He'll give you a direction. That He'll have you to go. He'll deal and He'll help you in your finances, in your situation. Don't try to build a home without God. It won't work. Amen. You'll struggle and fight. Amen. It's hard enough with the Lord. But it's just pretty near impossible without Him. Amen. Amen. Listen to me. You say, well, preacher, that's just old school. Praise God. No, that's today. That's the hour we're living. We said we're living in modern technology. We got enough technology. You got enough technology just to make you dumb as a rock.
Amen.
Amen. Ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. That's what Paul said take place. That we'd ever be learning, ever be seeking to learn, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth of Lord Jesus Christ, that He is that most important part. And we leave it out. If you leave the most important part out, what do you have? You have nothing. Amen. But I want to say God is on our side. Amen. God's on our... You know, people cook and stuff all the time. They make recipes. And most of the time, if somebody gives you a recipe, there's a little something that they leave out. Because yours will never be as good as theirs. Amen. That's what the world does. It leaves a little something out. But praise God, I'm glad God puts all the ingredients in there for you to be satisfied in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, it'll always come out good. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see him, we see this playing out. We see Paul, we see his faithfulness to God. You know, does you say, Pastor, does that make a difference? That makes all the difference in the world. That's what keeps keeps the church going. That's what keeps salvation preached. That's what keeps the gospel going. Amen. Without the go, you just got a spell. Amen. But we need the gospel, praise God. We need to be telling it wherever we go. Lifting up the name of Jesus. You know how Paul made a difference on this boat? Praise God, he was giving the gospel, praise God, but he was living it before them. He was going, praise God, he was telling them, praise God, about the Lord Jesus Christ. He was living, praise God, a life of faith. And they get down here, of course, you know the story. The ship gets run aground and it begins to break up. And they end up having to swim for it. Amen. They have to swim for it, praise God. And they was going to kill the prisoners, but the centurion, for Paul's sake, amen. I won't say Paul made a difference in this centurion's life. And praise God, when it come to push, come to shove, that centurion stood up for Paul. He said, oh, wait a minute. They said, let's just kill the prisoners lest they escape. He said, no, let's not do that. He said, all you fellows that can swim, he said, you just go ahead and jump overboard and start swimming for shore. And he said, those that can't, praise God, listen, those that can't make it to shore, those that can't swim for yourself, he said, you get you a piece of this boat. Amen. You give, if you have to, just get you a broken piece. Praise God, and climb up on it. Amen. God Almighty, he's done, but hey, glory, he's done promised he'll get you to shore. Listen, they may be lives here that's broken pieces, but I want to say praise God. Just climb up on that anchor, on that stay of the Lord Jesus Christ, and just let God Almighty take you to shore. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. A lot of broken people. You could preach right there all day. There's a lot of broken pieces, praise God, a lot of broken people. But God Almighty's promised if we'll trust Him, He'll bring you through that place. He'll bring you through that brokenness, and He'll help you get to the shore where you're needing to go. Praise His holy name. What a God we serve. So Paul, they get on there and pay pieces of the ship. The Bible says, and they escape all safe to land. Amen. Praise God. I want to say, if you want to make it safe over yonder shore, over in glory, we have to put our faith and trust in God. We have to decide that we're just going to be on His side. He has the strength and the ability to get us, praise God, across those rough waters. To deliver us on the other side, praise God, with a shout and giving God praise and glory. The Bible said they escaped the sea. They go, I can just see this in my mind's eye. Now let's stay with me just a minute. I'm about done. Amen. We see they pull up on there, and the Bible says they come up in this island, and it was Melita. And he said, the barbarous people showed us no little kindness. Now listen, he said, those barbaric people. Now what are these barbaric? These barbaric people just mean foreigners. Amen. Said, we pulled up on the shore and said, a bunch of foreigners said they showed us no little kindness. In other words, said they showed us all kinds of kindness. Great big kindness. And they see that it was a time of rain. It was a time of cold and wetness. He said, those barbaric people, praise God, those foreign people, those people that they'd never known before, they began to kindle up a fire. They built them up a fire so they could warm themselves. And they began to warm themselves. So what does Paul do? He gathers up around the fire and just sets down. Now I want to tell you what Paul did. Praise God, why the rest of them? Why the rest of 276, by the way, is what escaped out of the sea. Amen. Praise God. Because they stayed in the boat, because they stayed with Paul, because they followed directions from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. While they was gathered up around the fire, that fire was a warming them up and a drying them out. Paul went, the servant that he was. He went to going through the woods and a looking and a finding some dry wood. Praise God, in a rainy and a cold time that he could put on the fire. Amen. I said, boy, preacher, if I believe I was him, I just took my ease. That's what's wrong with most of us today. We're just taking our ease. It's sitting back. It's saying within ourselves, somebody else will do it. Amen. Listen, if somebody else don't do it, you may freeze to death. Amen. You may get cold. You get cold, you may get indifferent. You get cold enough, you may fall asleep. And you may get, if you fall asleep, you may freeze up. Amen. Time to wake up, stir ourselves. Praise God. Get on fire for the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Because what he's did. That's what Paul done. Said he gathered him up some sticks. Amen. Praise God. He laid them on the fire. But now listen to what happened. He said there came a viper out of the heat. So here Paul throw. He was doing a good thing. He was serving the Lord. Praise God. He said, well, preacher, he was doing a good thing. He was trying to do it. He was following. How come that thing come up out of that heat? How come that viper come up? Now, viper, it's a venomous snake. You see it from verse number 4. Amen? So as Paul's taking the kindle, the wood that he had in his arm, and as he puts it on the fire, that snake comes up out of that fire, out of the heat, and it latches onto his hand. Amen. I know Paul, he could have run and jumped around and cut a shine. But the Bible says that as they was watching him, these barbaric, these foreigners were watching these other foreigners. Now, if there was any foreigners there, it would have been Paul and those others that was on the ship, praise God, because they weren't from around there. Amen? But as they're watching, them barbaric and foreigners was watching, and that snake latches onto Paul's head, the Bible said that he just reached over and shook it off. And went on about his business, praise God. Why? When God's on your side, praise the Lord, you don't worry about the thing. You realize, praise God, that you are God's, and besides him, there's no other, and that he'll help you, and he'll hold you, and he'll nurture you, and he'll take you along, praise God, and he'll bring you that to that place where you get off. That place, he said, it's appointed day to a man wants to die, and after this, a judgment, praise God, when we put it in our hand, when we realize God's on our side, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, and he's going to take care of it to our appointed time. Amen. So Paul, how could he just shake it off? Amen. Because God told him he's going to be all right. God told Paul, said, I'm going to take care of you. Paul said, God said, I'm going to watch over you, Paul. He said, I'm going to send you to Rome, Paul. Amen. Paul said he realized he hadn't made it there yet. So he just kept on, praise God, shook it off. I want to say today, youngins, what we need to do is just put our faith and trust in God, and all these things that so easily beset us, we need to just shake them off. Praise be to God, and go on for God's glory. Old fellow said, shake it off, put a band-aid on it. Just keep pressing on. Amen. Shake it off, praise God. Shake off what the devil in the world's got, praise God. Just go on for God. It's better that way. Amen. Praise God. He'll bring you through. He'll deliver you. Amen. Hey, believe me, praise the Lord. As much as I've been busted up, if it hadn't been for God, I'd have made it. But praise the Lord. He's been there every instance. Praise his holy name. He's been God in everything. He is God. Praise his holy name. So he shook it off. Amen. Felt no harm. Amen. Why? Because God was on his side, praise his holy name. And the Bible said the barbarian saw, watch this verse from before, the venomous beast hang on his hand. They said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. But the Bible says in verse 5 that Paul shook off the beast into the fire. And felt no harm. Amen. Praise God. Hey, it's good. It's good. Just shake off. Praise God. Shake off that's a hindering you. Shake it off in the fire. Amen. Shake off into the pit of hell where it belongs. And just trust the Lord this morning to be your Lord and your Savior. Your ever-present help. Praise God. Your master, your shepherd, your chief shepherd. Praise God. To lead you through the troublesome times. Amen. To give you victory in the Lord. Amen. Now watch this. As you see that, I said 276 men come off that boat. They're gathered around that fire, so they're a witness. As they were sitting there warming themselves from the cold and the rain, that snake comes out and it gets on Paul's hand. Amen. He didn't look up. He didn't ask for help. He didn't say somebody do something. But praise God, he just shook it off. Amen. Those barbaric people, they was a-watching him. They was a-watching him close. These foreigners, those people that's not from around here. I won't say a lot of times these people, the foreigners, these people that's not from around here, these people in their family that's a-watching him, they're not from the sanctuary. They're not from a city of a living God. They don't have a hope like we do. And they're a-watching us to see what's going to happen in our lives. how we act and react to the things of God. And said they was a watching. Amen. And said they was watching to see. And said, howbeit they looked when he had, should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while. Amen. Listen, there's a whole world that's a watching us today. They got our eyes focused on us and they see everything we do. They hear everything we say. They're recording that. Especially these little ones. Amen. We are their example today. Paul was an example. God was on his side, praise God. So he stayed with the Lord, even in troublesome times. He said, but notice what it says. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him. Now watch this. They changed their minds. Amen. Praise God. They changed and said that he was a God. They didn't know no better. Amen. He's a little g God. They said, he's a God. No, he was a man of God. He loved the Lord, praise God. These barbarians, these foreigners, praise God. Because of Paul's faithfulness to the Lord, praise God, they saw the power. Praise God, they saw the power in him. Bless his holy name. Amen. All he went through, praise God, all he did, praise God, he went through for God's glory. Paul went through a bunch. Amen. For God's glory. See, sometimes we think, well, you know, we have to go through this, have to go through that. Amen. We go through God's glory. So we shout on the other side and tell people God did it. Amen. Paul went through a bunch. You know how much you go through. Look at 2 Corinthians. Let me just read you a couple right here. 2 Corinthians chapter number 11. Verse 21. Let me just start 21. Paul said, I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak, howbeit wherein soever any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prison more frequent, in deaths oft. He said, I was exposed to death often. He said, of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A day and a night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often. In perils of waters. In perils of robbers. In perils by mine own countrymen. In perils by the heathen. In perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides those things that are without, that which cometh up upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Amen. He said, that's from within. Praise the Lord. He said, who is weak and I'm not weak? Who is offended and I burn not? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmities. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ is blessed forever, knoweth that I lie not. Amen. Paul said, praise God. He said, listen, I'm just going to stay with God. I'm just going to stay on God's side. Because everything I went through, praise God, when I got on the other side, I look and there He is. Amen. Glory be to God. We can put our faith and trust in Lord Jesus Christ, and no matter where we go, when we get to the other side, there He'll be. He'll be right there with us. You know, what about in the fire, praise God? Just like the three Hebrew children, He was in the midst of the fire. Amen. When old King Nebuchadnezzar looked in there, he said, did we not cast three men bound into the fire? And they said, yes, Lord. He said, well, praise God, I see four men. And the fourth man's likened to the Son of God. Amen. Praise God, he's a walking in the fire. Paul said, listen, young, and praise God. He said, when God's on your side, just stay with God. Amen. Amen. He said, that'll make people change their mind. It'll make them change the way they think. It'll make them change their attitude. When we decide to just stay with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. When God's on your side, we just have to determine to decide to stay on His side. Amen. Because He's on our side. Let's stay on His side. Let's walk with God. Talk with God. Be led of God in everything that we do. You say, what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I said, we need to seek direction today. We need to seek direction from the Lord. We need to ask God for His help. And He promised He'd minister to us. And He'd give that every day of our life. Amen. Even though none of us have had to go through what Paul had to go through in his ministry. Just for serving the Lord. Just for preaching the gospel. Amen. But praise God, we know that the same God that was there for Paul, if He was there for him, praise God, He can be there for you. He'll be there for me, praise God. He'll get us through. He'll bring us out, praise God, on the other side. A shouting and a praise and giving glory. I tell you, one of these days we're going to be past all this. One of these days we're going to be over in glory. Boy, what a time it's going to be. But until then, amen, we just got to realize that God is on our side. God's on your side today. God's there to help you. Amen. God's there to help me. Each one of us. God is that ever-present help. The Bible doesn't say that nonchalantly. Amen. It doesn't say it in vain, but it says it because God means it. He said, I'm your help. I'm there for you. Amen.